have two more questions. Finish those off from Gopagan, and they're long, and I'll make them short. In the first one, he's saying that there's so many saintly personalities, yogis, spiritually advanced persons that we read about in Srimad Bhagavatam, who either don't have pure devotional service, they don't make it to Vaikuntha. How is it possible that we, in this fallen age, with our own demoniac natures, are able to get the highest perfection? Is it the mercy of the holy name? Has Krishna lowered the bar of requirement further? And the answer simply is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It's by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it's possible for us to attain perfection. Krishna is both very wise and very kind. He knows that we're not capable of doing what great yogis can do in Satya Yuga. We can't practice those type of austerities, sense control, mind control. So he gives us something which is equivalent in the sense that what they're capable of doing in Satya Yuga, what is it that we're capable of doing in Kali Yuga? And what is it that we have to do? Chant Krishna's name, dance, take prasadam. And if we learn how to do these things without offense, in other words, if we take them honestly and sincerely, then not only do we become liberated, but we attain the topmost perfection. And this is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He both makes the process very easy, and at the same time, not only does he make it very easy, but he says, as a result, I'll give you the topmost perfection. Not just perfection, but you can get the topmost perfection of going back to Goloka Vrindavan. And specifically, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. When Gopagan asks, is it Krishna? We should be more specific, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is it the holy name? It's the holy name, but because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, chanting the holy name is not such an easy thing. But by first chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, by taking the holy name under the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we get this extraordinary benefit, which is really unknown for the most part for great souls of the other age, and not even accessible to them, what to speak of known to them. And his other question is that if we're not successful in going back to Godhead in this life, and we have to take birth again in the world again, will we do that while Lord Chaitanya's movement is still current? Or if we take birth when Lord Chaitanya's movement is not here, then do we have any hope of going back to Godhead? So those who render devotional service and aren't successful in this life, certainly Suchinam Srimatam Gehi, they'll continue in their next life, and they won't have to lose much time, but rather by the grace of Bhakti Devi, they'll be able to continue from where they left off in a very short period of time. However, we shouldn't waste our time. Better not to plan for another birth, because the mind takes precedence on things, and we can plan for another one birth, two births, three births, five births, and who knows? Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement may have long passed by the time we're ready for going back to Godhead. So this is an opportunity that we shouldn't miss, and that's why Srila Prabhupada suggested and always encouraged us. Make your life perfect now in this life. There's nothing special that's going to happen in the next lifetime that you don't have both facility for in this lifetime, or whatever minimal challenge that lies ahead of us in this life will certainly also be there in the next. So it's maya to think that something's going to be easier or different in the future. The facility is given. Lord Chaitanya is giving us that facility. If we really take it, then it will happen. And you never know what may happen in a future birth. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's path is very simple, But at the same time, material energy is very tricky. We see that we are in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, and yet there's so much difficulty and so much problems within the world. There are so many hardships for people to go through. These things don't make us being Krishna conscious any easier. So whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, we're in a circumstance now, let's make the best of that and don't think that sometime in the future it will get better. Generally, the idea is that in Kali Yuga, things will get worse. So don't trust any future. And that's it for today. We're getting ready to move off to Yuvrajadam. Tomorrow starts Parikrama, and we'll be broadcasting those and leading up to Janmashtami and Vyas Puja, and day after Vyas Puja, sitting down and starting to do read of Navaraja Mahima with editors. Hare Krishna.